Potential candidates for Homer City Council can take a number of routes to prepare to serve. Tom Struzas may very well have taken them all.
I've served a number of years on the board of directors of the Homer Chamber of Commerce. I served for 2 years as the president of the board of directors. I'm very active in our local Homer Elks Lodge. I served 2 years as president there. I'm currently a 5-year trustee at that level.
Struzas also publishes America's Cuisine, a dining guide for tourists that is in hotels all over the state. Struzas says the best education for preparing for Homer City Council was his 4 years on the Borough Planning and Zoning Commission. When surveying the council's accomplishments over time, as a council member, Struzas says their biggest accomplishment over the last 3 years is obvious.
It's our new police station that's currently under construction. And the site for that police station was just a perfect place for it to be. It was land that the city owned that was off the tax rolls. It's got access on three sides. It was just one of those no-brainers.
He also cites the Great Land Extension between Pioneer Avenue and the bypass, and says the Herc building is an ongoing issue he would like to help resolve.
We hashed this over again in a work session, and we are going to ultimately demo that building, and now we're going to talk about what are we going to put there for the community. Are we going to put a community rec center there? Are we going to put a civic center there that can host conventions and large format meetings?
When I ask if he thinks that will require a bond to accomplish, Struzas says no.
We want to do it without a bond issue. Can't tell you yet because we're in the early stages of discussion, but we wanted the public to know that we were not going to supplant their recreational needs by taking that facility away. It'll be an inconvenience for a year or two, but when we get done, it's a 4.5-acre parcel right at the gateway to town, which we're going to really make it a showcase.
If reelected, one of his priorities is to address the issue of beach and bluff erosion. Using the example of beach erosion at campsites on the Spit, the city replenished the sand at the campground, which had almost completely washed away.
We've replenished it to a certain point now, and we're continuing to move forward in that effort, utilizing a resource that we would normally have to truck away, which are dredgings from the harbor, and we just put them on the other side and fill it up.
He admits that it is not a solution to the problem, just a quick fix, and says the city is continuing to work with the Corps of Engineers. Struzas says he considers his election 3 years ago to be a vote of confidence from the community.
I think I've developed a very positive track record for this community, and I would encourage you to get out and vote for the candidate of your choice on October 1.
That's Tom Struzas, candidate for re-election to Homer City Council. You can hear profiles of all the candidates by going to kbbi.org, and you can see the candidates' statements on the City of Homer website. I'm Kathleen Gustafson.